Okay, guys, welcome to STEM Talk Saturday. We found a workaround. We're just going to do Zoom, and then we're just going to not record, but go live broadcast on the Zoom, because I definitely did not want to miss out on you guys meeting and just learning about the math lady, Ms. Sandra Carter. She's also one of my church members, church sisters. So I'm so happy to have you here today. I apologize for all of the technical difficulties. But I will say, for me, it's always lessons, so not failures. And so now this is a challenge for me to figure out Facebook Live and all the moving pieces on what happened. So let's jump right into the interview, because you'll have time to kind of like, the questions will help to introduce you and tell more about yourself. And so the first question is, what letter of STEM do you represent?
Good morning to you, Chrissy, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Sandra Carter, and I'm known as the Math Lady. I represent two letters of the STEM acronym. One, technology, and M for math. I just retired last year from a 35-year career in telecommunications.
I love that. Congratulations.
Very happy about that. Thank
you. That's a big milestone.
Thank you. And M for mathematics. I've been the math lady since 2003.
Wow.
That's the name that a client gave to me. I liked it so much, I said, I think I'll reach out to the United States Patent and Trademark Office and have the exclusive right to use the math lady in the United States.
That's how you do it.
That's right. I started a company, Math 101 LLC, in 2003, and our goal is to move young people from fear to ferocity, from pain to power, and from apathy to academic excellence in math, physics, chemistry, and SAT math preparation.
I love it. And that's why we wanted to have you here, because we know that a lot of young people struggle with the STEM subjects, particularly math. And so we're going to get into all the things and the services that you provide and just how you help out young people and their parents, too, not just the young people. So thank you for sharing that. My next question is a little bit fun question. When did you first fall in love with STEM?
Oh, boy. I love that question. I fell in love with STEM on the campus of Southern University A&M in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, my
HBCU.
Hometown. Yes, indeed. Yes, ma'am. My mother was the secretary of the civil engineering department at Southern.
Okay.
A very wonderful professor there was kind enough to loan me a computer called TRS-80. They call it Trash 80 back then. He allowed me to take it home. I learned how to write programs with it. And at that point, I was hooked. I knew that I wanted to major in computer science.
I love that.
And I did. I graduated from Southern University with a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science with a minor in Mathematics, and I obtained a Master of Science in Computer Science from Georgia Tech.
Love that. So being that your mom was, you said she was the administrator for the Civil Engineering Department?
My mother was the secretary. Of the Civil Engineering Department at Southern University.
So being that she had that role, like, did she have that role when you were, like, a little kid? So were you introduced to any STEM things? Little, because I mean, college, you're still a kid, but you're older. So I'm just curious.
My brother and I had the unique experience of going to college in our prenatal years.
Wow.
Mother was a secretary at Southern for 30 years. I went to Southern University Laboratory School. I would leave school and go to her office in the afternoons. I had access to a wonderful community of people who would help me with my schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a program called Engineering Summer Institute, and I was hired by that same wonderful professor to work with the youth in that program when I was a freshman at Southern.
Wow, that's awesome. Because a lot of my guests that I have on, you know, they say, oh, I went to the science camp. You know, a church member told my mom about it, or my mom saw it at school. But typically, like, the parents are not really involved in STEM. And so for your mom to be integrated that way, you know what I mean? Like, that's really cool. And like you said, an amazing experience for you and your brother.
That's right.
I love that. So after school, what type of career, you know, did you have? And I know you're newly retired. Congratulations. But I guess speak a little to your career after you graduated and then all the way up now to your retirement.
Very important thing I would urge young people to do. It may be a little more challenging now than it was back then, but get internships. Those internships as a college student in the summers helped me obtain those IT roles after graduation. I worked for a lot of major telecommunications companies, writing requirements. My last role was that of a solution architect. I did a little management, a little programming, a little testing. And that was over a 35-year span in three states, New Jersey, Texas, and Georgia.
Wow. So did you start interning while you were still in school, or did you get your first one like after you graduated?
The internships were after my sophomore, junior, and senior semesters in the summer. It took 4.5 years to graduate, and the summer between the end of the official senior year and the final semester.
Okay.
Three summer internships.
So from your internship experiences, what was your first, I guess, real, like, you know, big girl job where you're like paying taxes and, you know, the insurance is coming out, like the full thing?
Well, it was a real experience to be away from home for the first time at 19 in a place called New Jersey. When you're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it's a big culture shock.
Right.
And it took me an adjustment period to get used to that. But we had a good community of a lot of Southern alumni and fellow HBCU students who really helped me work through my first time away from home that summer.
That's awesome. And that's a good point you brought up just about community, which is why it is important to attend an HBCU. You know, nothing against the PWIs, because they do have networks and community, but it's not the same. Because I think for both of us, too, we've had both. We've had the PWI experience as well as the HBCU. So I love that. Thanks for sharing, because I think a lot of, especially in today's culture, a lot of kids want things very quickly and they see social media and it's just not very realistic about how your degree can translate. And also, too, I think they just think they're going to come out the gate making a gazillion of dollars and all the things. So, excuse me.
Got some more. Bless you.
I'm getting over like a sinus infection, so I still have like a lingering cough. But yeah, so another question I love to ask, and you're retired, so this question may be easy for you, but like, what were some of the things that you loved most about your career, and what were things that you didn't, you know, that you didn't like about your career?
Well, I make my own career now. I'm retired and I make my own schedule. I wake up when I want. I go to sleep when I want. I do what I want, as long as I want, and with whom I want. That is my career now. And I love that freedom aspect for it. I feel very blessed and grateful to God to be able to retire.
Amen.
And but also,
I was going to say, speak more to when you were actually in the field. So when you were working in telecommunications, and I like to ask that question just to give like both sides, because nothing is like all the way perfect. There could be, I know for me as a scientist, I don't really like meetings. I know we have to have them, but I just, sometimes they can be dragged out and they're long and you're thinking about your experiment in the lab. You know, I don't like the politics of sometimes certain companies and corporations. So those are some of the things that I share with young people, like, hey, but it's a process and you have to go through these things to be successful and to work, you know, for a corporate or somebody else. But I think you have the experience of both, like working corporate and then working for yourself. So that's what I was saying, speak more to, because this is, you know, for the young people and that they may not be starting out as an entrepreneur right away.
I was alluding to that, actually. I was getting to that. Got actually. It. But I can appreciate what you said about the meetings and the process sometimes taking more time than what you need to get something done. But As you mature in your career, you learn how to manage your time. You learn how to be more respectful of other people's time. And you learn how to focus on that which is really important. It's not something you're going to know immediately out of college, but you have to understand what is the bottom line? What is the main focus of the company? What is the main focus of the project? It is not your feelings. It is not propelling your career, mm-hmm. but you have to find a way to make sure that you are meeting the objective of the company and also doing something to propel your career and put yourself out front as a vital piece of the puzzle that solves a problem.
Got it. Thank you for sharing that. So another question that I love to ask my seasoned STEM professionals is, what is one piece of advice that you wish you knew when you were that 17-year-old at Southern? I know you mentioned the internships, which is amazing advice, but what is something else, like a piece of information that you wish you had known that someone told you that you can share with our viewers and young people?
Oh, I have a lot of advice I would love to give. To be honest with you, I just gave a presentation to a group of young people mm-hmm. at a youth group back in October. And the first thing I would say is, even though we're told, go to school, make good grades, get a good job.
Yeah.
While you're working on that good job, make sure that you realize what your gifts are, realize what your talents are, and use that to start your own business. Mm-hmm. Of course, whatever you do, give it your best.
Right.
And when you're working for someone else, give it your best as if you're working for the Lord. But make sure you know what your gifts are. And while you're there, you know your gifts and use them. Proverbs 18 and 16, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before a great man. Mm-hmm. Know your gifts, use them. Be a problem solver.
Yes.
Solve problems for that company that you work for and make sure that you're solving a problem for the society as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you realize the fact that you're fortunate to be born in the age of the internet.
Right.
If you don't have coding skills, it's okay. You can use some low coding solutions and build an app from the comfort of your bedroom and solve a problem and become a millionaire.
Facts.
So while you're working for someone else, make sure you're solving a problem. Have your own business.
I love that.
And if I continue on that road, I would say that include others in your journey.
Mm-hmm.
If what you're working on is something that only you can achieve, it's not big enough.
Right.
Make sure you bring others along with you. With my company, Math 101, since 2010, we've been hiring Georgia Tech students as tutors. They help me tutor the math, the physics, the chemistry, and they help me with the SAT math bootcamp. I personally don't have the chemistry background. I leave it on them. They get to make money doing what they want to do on their own time, and that's something they have a passion to do.
I love that. What about Southern? Have you try to recruit students from there for the tutoring positions?
When I first started doing the tutoring, we were doing face-to-face. So I would need someone locally for that.
Got you.
And now that we're going back to face-to-face, I still need someone local for that. But reach out to me. I'm going to give my contact information. I do have a few tutors that do tutoring via online. Mm-hmm. I'm open to that. One young lady was very confident and proactive, and she reached out to me.
I love that.
I interviewed her. I hired her.
She was a student?
A good job, and she continues to do a good job. She's a student.
Awesome. Yeah, because I mean,
reach out to me.
I know for me, I am a hands-on visual, so I love the one-on-one in person, but you know, just as an option, maybe something to expand and to reach, you know, a bigger reach. But yeah, I love that. So when did you said a client gave you the name?
Yes.
You started Math Lady 101 in 2003?
I started my company Math 101 LLC in 2003.
So 22 years. Congratulations. That's a major accomplishment. It's, you know, large scale businesses haven't been around that long. So what, I guess, I just speaking to you and hearing you talk about your journey and trajectory, I kind of see your passion, but if you want to speak more to your passion behind starting Math 101.
I will tell you that I will think about a conversation I had with my late father. Back in 2010, he saw me chasing a woman to hire me to teach her SAT math boot camp. And he said to me, as only a father will say, write your own SAT math boot camp. Like, Daddy, you're absolutely right. And I've been doing it ever since. And the students who've taken our SAT math boot camp have increased their SAT math scores by an average of 62 points, and you can too.
I love that.
Just to let you know that we do have an online SAT math boot camp Saturday, April 18th, 2026, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And as a special discount to Chrissy and her listeners.
Oh, thank you.
$25 discount if you register before the end of the year.
Okay. So we'll because we're going to put your website in there, but we'll put like the more details and the discount into the caption. Not the caption. Yeah, the caption for this video once we share it. And before we continue, I just want to also thank everybody just for being patient with us and getting this worked out. And I'm so glad that we were able to, because you see all the gems that Miss Sandra is sharing and just all the amazing services that she has that can be very valuable for your little one. And even if you don't have kids, a cousin, a nephew, niece, neighbor. So, I know that we typically they're a little longer, but because we got a late start, and I do think you've shared a lot about just your path and your journey and all the gems. But if you want to share anything else that you want to talk about in this interview before we end, and we definitely have to regroup again and do another interview once we get all that Facebook Live stuff situated.
I would suggest to the young folks out there, find a mentor. There are organizations such as the National Society of Black Engineers. I would suggest reaching out to Toastmasters and join Toastmasters. Hone your public speaking skills. You may have the best idea, but if you aren't able to articulate it and generate passion around it, you won't get as much support to make your idea successful as if you had to do it on your own. I would also suggest that young folks create a profile on LinkedIn, reach out to someone, and join, have a relationship with someone on LinkedIn who has a background, something that's interesting and similar to what you want to do. To be honest with you, people love helping students, and people love to talk about themselves.
I say that all the time. Oh, my goodness.
Let that person, you know, help you. Make sure you're specific in your request.
Yes.
And you ask for something. You want to be responsible and mindful of someone's time. But the most important thing I want people to know is do not take no for an answer. Mm-hmm. If you keep hearing no, you're talking to the wrong person.
That's right.
You reframe your request, get prepared, and present your request to the person who's going to appreciate and value what it is that you have to offer.
I love that.
No, it's not acceptable. Make sure you talk to the right person.
Yeah, I say that all the time. And I always encourage young people, you never know what kind of programs companies have, what, you know, people are to reach back in the community. Go and shadow somebody. See what a day is like as a mathematician or a chemist or a biologist. So you can really see if that's something you want to do. I mean, the internships are great too, but sometimes if those are unavailable immediately, shadowing someone is, you know what I mean? So yeah, thank you so much for those words. I always encourage the young people. I am a talkative person. I do love to talk, but I also like to talk to people, which is why I started my Trish Consulting for underrepresented groups in STEM, because we're out here, we're known, we're doing our thing. I'm sorry, not known. We're out here, we're doing our thing, and sometimes we're not known. And so this is why I started this platform. And, you know, I see myself being on big stages one day, like interviewing folks. I love to interview people. It's just, I'm not a typical scientist. Like, I actually like talking to people. But I also like my alone time, too, in the lab. So thank you for all that you shared. I definitely resonate with it and totally agree. Tell folks where they can find you, and if you want to say your website one more time before we end it out.
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook, The Math Lady with the R in parentheses, on LinkedIn, The Math Lady with the R in parentheses, with my actual government name, Saundra Carter, S-A-U-N-D-R-A Carter. My website, www.math1.net. Email math1on1@math1on1.net, and we'll share my contact information with you in Chrissy's chat and also on the Facebook and LinkedIn websites. Awesome. And one more thing I'll share with you that we didn't get to touch on that I wanted to. Understanding the fact that the economy is not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. We actually wrote a book several years ago to address the fact that every parent would not be able to afford face-to-face tutoring. We have our book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math, where the parents and the students can help themselves. Use that as a resource. So there should be no excuse to not get the help you need for your children.
Yeah, I heard she got a few options. So, and I apologize not bringing up your book, because I have the book. And I've read some a little. I have littles. They're not really into the big math yet. But once the time comes, we're going to be ready. Because, I mean, I'm a STEM girly. I'm in science. But this new math that they're doing, I don't know. So I'm going to need help and all the resources and all the things. And I did put your website in the chat, so that'll show up as well. And then just to remind folks, hey, STEM Talk Saturday is STEM interview series where I get to interview amazing STEM professionals like Ms. Saundra Carter. Leave in the chat some folks that you would like to see on the platform. It's typically done on Instagram Live, but we are going to get it on Facebook Live as well. That's like my new challenge and I guess a resolution for my Trish Consulting for 2026. Also check out my website, www.mytrishconsultingllc. I have resume writing services there, interview prep, which I've been doing a lot recently, so I'm happy people are looking to pivot into new careers. Also, our book for sale. We're running a Christmas special right now, $10. Great stocking stuffer. It's just a really fun way for kids to learn the alphabet from a STEM perspective. And so, yeah, thank you again, Ms. Saundra Carter, the math lady. I really appreciate your time today and your patience with us figuring out the tech difficulties that we had. And I'm just so glad we're able to still get it done and share this amazing resource for people. So thank you so much and take care. And I'll see you at church tomorrow, maybe.
Thank you, Chrissy. You take care.
Bye.